What's happening?
Get ready for us. We're going live.
Fellas,
it's a chance of the three part life. What's going on?
George Pappas, from Brooklyn. He's the family man, peacemaker, the mediator, the squirrel, jack of all trades, the brain. G is a cancer, and he drinks Stolio. Bruno Diaz, from Jersey. He is the sound guru, Captain Literal, mouth like a sailor, the stickler, funny one-liners, the beard. B is a Gemini, and he drinks Jack Daniels.
Mike Hammond, from Hollis, Queens. He's the master vocalist, the fat kid. The Lush, Mr. Know-It-All, Batman. Mike is a Pisces, and he drinks tequila.
Clay Christopher, from Tampa. He's Mr. Personality, loved by all. The cruise director, James Earl Jones Jr. Mr. International, the sponge. Clay is a Pisces, and he drinks gin, my friend.
Darren Lorenzo, from Atlanta. He is the smooth talker, soul brother. The creator, the straight shooter, the night charmer, the muscle. D is a Sagittarius, and he drinks cognac, and much more.
Wow, I need to do more of these with you, Clay.
Yeah, oh, I feel like we're taking out
everybody's like mine. Very like mine, yeah.
The day that we sign up and say that we best friends, that means that my bullshit is your bullshit, and your bullshit is my bullshit.
I feel like we're taking from everybody else.
No.
I'm learning.
We were contemplating on giving y'all a private room.
Yeah, we're gonna invite Jardé in it. See what the carnival is like. Oh.
So it could be like so we every 2 seconds he could unmute and go yeah. And then mute again.
Is he in Brazil right now?
No, I think he's in St. Lucia.
He's where?
He's in St. Lucia.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a wild place.
Mm.
Ooh, wild.
No, you worked with Jardine, didn't you, Glenn?
I think South America and all that, that's in February. That's like Mardi Gras. Okay.
But you on the escape, though, right?
I was on the escape, but only for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, he was on a band then around.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a keyboard player.
That's where it was. See, sometimes if I can't place you,
and I think
forget.
He was on the Getaway, right, Darren, when we were there. But I don't remember ever meeting. Well, then again, I was only there for like 1 week at a time.
Apparently, he was on the Getaway, but I think it was in passing with me and him. Oh, we might have met really quick, but me and him did the escape together. Yeah. But I know that he was there with two different bands play, because he was there with one band from St. Lucia, and then he came back with the Colombian as their keyboard player.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just me, but don't you hate it when you're not on a cruise ship?
I don't regret it. Do I miss getting paid to travel? Hell yeah. Who wouldn't? And I miss the relationships. And I'm glad, like the ones that I've kept, I'm grateful to those, because those were really important. Like they say that sometimes at a job you find family, and that's very true in cruise ship world. And it's great because you not only find family from your own country, you find family from everywhere. You
all over the world.
You feel like a citizen of the world because you know, oh, I'm going to be in Romania the next 2 weeks. And people will say, you have to come stay. You have to come stay at my place. Don't spend money on hotels. Stay at my place. And, you know, that's a nice feeling. Like, you really feel like a citizen of the world that way. And I think if more people could actually look at the model of cruise ship living and try and get on board with that, no pun intended with the get on board thing, but if people would look at that model and try and use it for daily life on land, the world might
be a better, little bit better place.
Because I knew crew members, you know, one from roommates, one from Palestine, one from Israel. And you got to find a way to make it work. Your countries do not define you when you're on a cruise ship. You're one ship, one crew. And
yeah.
You're kind of forced to reevaluate those differences and be like, I see this guy hanging out in the crew bar and he's cool. You know what? I'm not going to worry about what his beliefs are, where he comes from. If he's cool to me, I'm just going to hang if that's what I want to do. And that's really kind of beautiful about cruise ships.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So,
how about them Yankees?
Yeah, exactly.
Threw him a strike, and this ball's driven to the right field corner. Stone Garrett back. It's gone.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Stone is on the warning track. Paul Lessard's on the way. Davey Martinez on the way.
Yeah,
there's something very not good going on with that lower left half, it appears.
He just caught his foot in the wall as he jumped up onto it.
I'm sorry. It's actually time for our musical interlude. Mike, please take the microphone. It's time for your song. I believe you'll be singing Rainbow Connection. Oh, gentlemen, Rainbow Connection.
Mike's sleeping with his eyes open.
I'm muting this song.
Okay, all right. We know Kermit.
Rainbow Connection.
Michael, what were you doing over there? Were you on your grinder? Were you on grinder? What was happening? You were swiping right?
I was literally over here trying to find somebody to shoot me for this conversation that you're having. I'm tired. Wow. Please just come over and break into the back door and just take me out.
God.
I will leave the door open. This favorite conversation, politics and cruise ships. Politics and cruise ship. I was like, oh, they really trying to get me. This is really a setup. This is really a setup.
You trying to think back?
You're singing. Like, what did I do? I don't hear singing.
You looking for your track?
Where's the song? I hear a lot of disparaging comments about our great conversation, but I don't hear no motherfucking song. So let's take yourself off mute and let the world hear your voice.
He's doing that.
He's leaving a voice note on Grindr.
He's singing. Okay.
And he's mute. He's muted. Oh, it's so bad.
He's singing on Grindr. Give it to me, baby.
Give it to me.
Done.
Fake singing. Very that was all gestures.
Thank you very much.
I do have a question for you, Bruno. Are you going to be moving to Germany, or are you staying, or is your fiance moving to New Jersey?
Well, we thought about, no, definitely not Jersey, but we did start talking about possibly moving somewhere, more than likely Fort Lauderdale, or like the Miami Fort Lauderdale kind of area.
Yeah, that's
she knows that area. Oh, she's been to that area before, so she likes it more than Jersey or New York. It's a bit too big city-ish for her up here. Vegas, but not to live, maybe for shows. But I think as of now, we're still...
Also, living out in Vegas is good, though.
I'm telling you right now, it's expensive, even in Fort Lauderdale, because New Yorkers all moved down to Florida, dude.
My rent has gone up. The rent in my area, and I don't live in Tampa.
Oh, you're in Tampa. Okay.
Yeah, two bedroom, two bathroom. I mean, it's a steal for New Yorkers. Almost $2,000 a month. It's a steal.
And that's crazy.
That's high for Tampa, though.
That is very high for Tampa. And, you know, thank God for gig economy, because I can have my main job and I can do whatever else I need to do to make money. But it is crunch time here because all of these New Yorkers, and they've been warned. I don't know how many times I have to put on my stories. We have alligators here. We have Ron DeSantis here. We have Nazis flying flags in front of his world here. We've got Donald Trump here.
Oh, but Kerry. Yeah.
But you know, like all the people, you know, all those people that are moving down there are not musical theater performers. They're all finance guys who love all things that you're saying.
Right, exactly. They're Florida men coming home to Mecca.
Exactly.
That's when so, I tried to move out of there, it just pulls me right back in.
So, George, short story long, we're not 100% yet. It could be like a little bit of still commuting, a long commute for me to stay more like in Germany and her travel more. Because the thing is that she gets more land-based gigs. For me, I'm still doing the travel thing. So it's easier for me to still, you know, continue to travel here, there. That's not a forever thing. But for the immediate future, let's say in the next possible year, yeah, it'll be like that. But I'll still be going over there in between contracts.
Have you learned any German?
Du würdest keinen Tag in Deutschland durchhalten.
I'm kind?
No, I think you misunderstood.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
I mean, words here, there, just like, you know, when I go to the store, but not really. Most of them speak English.
English, I know, yeah.
German, yeah. English.
Clay.
Now, see, Darren, that was racist. I'm actually speaking German.
I just said English. That's all I said. Didn't
talk about Chinese.
All right.
The Asian side. All right.
I send you one Don Rickles video and look at you.
Yes, we need the Irish.
For what? Oh, yeah, parade. The Don Wilson's wearing a black suit. I hope they recognize me. I remember you in the riots and what? But sheriff, and this guy took something, and this guy took something, and this guy took something. And then he turned to me and said, load off stuff on the truck.
Clay was speaking Coonhound fluently right now.
Wow. Not even red boned anymore.
No, just straight to Coonhound.
Bruno, are you still in Jersey?
Yeah.
Wow, George, why do you care? Why
George,
do you
go
care?
Visit, George, go visit George, go visit him.
Why do you
him.
Care, Michael? Are George, you gonna go George, move him out, Michael?
George,
are you gonna
George,
move him out?
Just go visit him. So shut up.
George hasn't offered to help me move to Florida from Jersey. So I don't know.
That's always the pressure on George to help move everyone out. Next you falls on me. All right, guys, I got you.
Yeah, because you're gonna sing Billy Joel as you're moving shit. So, you
know. Oh God!
You're gonna be pushing around your fucking keyboard in boxes.
Are you gonna be?
I want to be able to go see his show before he finishes.
Sure. Yeah, it's great. It's great. I mean, that residency is wonderful.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of guys. Billy Joel.
I am gonna go see Beetlejuice. No, not Beetlejuice, sorry. Back to the Future.
Billy Joel.
Oh, we got some friends in that. I heard it's good.
Clay, it's a white man who plays the piano. It's a white man. A white Jewish guy that plays piano.
Would some right? consider him
Joel's
the piano
Italian,
man?
I think.
Was he married to Christy
Isn't Billy
Brinkley?
Joel Italian?
Was she called an... I think that was the Uptown Girl. Was Christy Brinkley.
She...
Bless she is
way fine.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Billy, I guess if you write a song about a girl that is a number one hit, you can have any woman you want. I'm going to write a one about Heather.
But wasn't Uptown his dedication to Frankie Valli?
Brinkley? No, his dedication to Frankie Valli
was in the video.
His dedication, to Frankie Valli was, was Uptown Girl. But
yeah.
But also...
But it's inspired by the woman in question is Christy Brinkley.
It's Christy Brinkley, correct.
Are you sure?
100%.
Well, I guess there's no refuting it then.
Okay.
So don't
pull it up.
Bother with Google because we have already heard the definitive answer. Nobody... We live in the time of Trump. If somebody says something and they look like they mean it,
that's
even
MAGA.
We have the
MAGA.
George.com.
It's the summer of George. I'm going to call you Costanza from now on. Is that cool?
Great. Yeah, it's fine. Awesome.
Didn't he do that pose one time when we first started doing the podcast a while ago? Me, you, and Mike were drinking when we started doing season two. Weren't you like laying down on the Costanza?
He did the Constanza, yeah. When you used to hang down in your basement without the blurriness, the fuck are you sending over here? So we gotta click on
nobody gives
in
a
the
shit.
Porn.
We have to believe you, unless it's picture of Christy Brinkley naked,
showing her third nipple.
Howard Stern said the first Uptown Girl was neither Christy Brinkley nor Elle McPherson.
Who was it?
I love that. Howard Stern is saying. I don't know.
Wow.
Okay, so but Billy, you said Billy Joel is Jewish. I thought he was Italian.
Billy Joel?
Yeah.
He's a Joe.
You sure?
What did Mike used to call him? Jilly Bowl?
Jilly Bowl.
Jilly Bowl.
That's only when George was doing him.
Jilly Bowls.
Oh. Jiggle Bowl.
Jiggle Ball.
Well, Jen.
No, but I am going to see the Back to the Future. It opened yesterday.
That's what you're trying to tell me earlier. Yeah.
No, it opened. Yeah, it opened the 30th, and I'm gonna go see it on Monday.
Does the car move?
Yeah,
I heard it does.
So I think
it does. The way
that they've done it is a lot like how they do the Bourne Identity show here in Orlando, which is really cool. Like they move the car, but the way the screens are, it makes it look like the car is actually moving across.
Moving.
The
yeah.
It's not moving. It's on a rotate. It moves, but the way that it moves is timed out with the screen to look like it's speeding through different roads. It's really cool technology, and also.
But
Roger
in the West
Bart.
End, I thought it goes. I thought they made. I think I heard that they make the car go above the audience too. No?
Oh, really? That would be.
It goes.
I don't know why. Yes. I'm not trying to
West
make
end.
That up, but I'm
West
right?
End. Yeah.
Because I know some of the people that work on it, or somebody who knows somebody.
It comes out, it flies over the audience.
Or it does like a Mary Poppins?
Yeah, it does a Mary Poppins.
And it's at Winter Garden, right?
So like, sure, we can use that. But yeah.
We can use that. We can use a white reference. Clay, is that okay? Clay?
Yeah, it's fine. Clay? I'll allow it.
Is it a Red Bull Clone Park?
I'm excited to see it because I love Roger Bart. I've been following his career since he was the singing voice of Hercules.
Oh, I thought you were going to say since he was flamboyant. What was he in that?
Carmen Gia.
He was Carmen Gia.
No, my love affair with Roger Bart is much earlier than that. 1997, the movie Hercules, he's the singing voice.
Yes, he is. And it was also, he shortly after that, wasn't he also Snoopy? He was also Snoopy.
Yes.
Snoopy and that revival.
I believe he won a Charlie Brown Award. I believe he won a Tony Award.
He did. He did.
Along with Kristen Chenoweth winning her first Tony Award.
That's really white people. White people talking.
Yeah, it's not the show
one white person is the white side of you, Clay.
Well, I will say something really white. I have a call back to play Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Next summer.
That is fantastic.
For me, just to get a callback because it's a dream role for me. It's one of 5 dream roles, and it's a professional gig. It pays pretty well. So that would be awesome. I have a callback for that next Monday, which is also well by Darren. My schedule might get a little wonky this week because I don't want to be overtired for my callback.
People nowadays, and they don't understand that.
That show?
What's the word? That reference.
What, treadmill and heels?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. That's how people would train sometimes, like to keep up their stamina.
Where do you go to the gym at? What the hell?
No, I heard, my ex-girlfriend told me that that's one of the things that they would actually have them do, like to keep up your stamina so that you can sing and move around and stuff and dance, get on the treadmill with fucking heels on. And maybe possibly like sing or speak or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that you should do the leg work and get it done and report back. And
I'm
let
not
us
doing
know.
Nothing because I'm not a singer. I'm not.
Well, I mean, who said anything about that, Bruno? If you bring the story, you got to do the leg work.
You did.
Get your facts together, yo. Get your facts together.
Bruno, I said it one time, George. He said, "I can't do the ooh la la."
the Doremi's or some shit. Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh my god, so funny.
This has been a long time coming, fellas. We need to do this again.
It's been a long podcast.
We expect people to listen to this on their Monday morning commute before the 4th of July. This is
basically in traffic.
Yeah, they start July 3rd in the morning. They'll finish by July 4th.
All right.
Listen to this if you're riding up the 95 north or something. I would like to not think about that. Thank you.
Okay, well, here's the reason why I ask. Because I am going to start a venture of writing a TV show about cruise ships. wife, because that hasn't really been done before, and I'm not going to count the sweet life of Zach and Cody nonsense.
Or Below Deck.
Below Deck.
That's
a love
yacht.
Boat.
That's a
love boat. The love boat.
Oh yeah, the reimagined love boat too. Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
you can't give away all the secrets that happen on the ship, though.
Oh no, some of it will be made up, or some of it will seem so like far fetched. Like no way,
that's real.
Yeah. But those are the real ones. Though.
Yeah, the clicking on top of the bullet and stuff.
The magical scary doll on the Spirit that moved from room to room every contract.
What the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Well, if you want the hateful bitter side of it, call me.
I do. That's why I'm telling you, because I want all the aspects, because I will write them all down and find a way to do them. I'm thinking like an 8 to 10 episode show.
Okay.
Possibly like max, because I can't have any limitations on a show like this. Everything's got to be able to be shown.
Are you going to the table on this? Like,
this isn't must see TV, NBC. Thank God it's Friday, ABC. This is
Oz, we're not going to find it on Peacock.
No. Well, Peacock's
HBO,
pretty good.
Or Max.
Max would be good.
Skinamax. Skinamax would be fantastic. Like a 2 o'clock in the morning jam.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that outline on that show.
I got a smile out of Michael. I think my night is done. I got a smile. I got a smirk. I didn't get full teeth.
George, I've been laughing at you all night. What are you talking about?
When he wasn't sleeping with his eyes open.
He laughed each time you said the red bone thumb.
Yeah.
Because George is nuts.
That really is the name of it. That's the crazy thing. The first time I heard it, I'm like, I'm never telling a person to tell her the name of my dog. It's never happening. This is like people that I'm comfortable with. But like, there's no way it's happening.
And then
people are like, what's the name? I'm like,
should be Redbone Coo instead of Redbone Coon.
And then he proceeds to tell me, well, Clay, you can speak Redbone Coon, so.
And it's the way that he hit that coon part. He just had to hit coon.
Emphasized all capital really? Letters.
He's like I'm comfortable with everybody here. Clay, I just met.
He's even pronouncing it with a K. Look at him.
Oh yeah, that's a hard KKK.
First of all, I'm the token white guy. You know, but there's a token white guy rolling in a group of people of color.
Excuse me, you are not the token. Half of me is white. Half of me agrees with your racism. And half of me is deeply offended. But as usual, the white side will win.
George, I am here for all your racism. It kills me.
You know, if you have a token white guy and a group of people of color, then you know it took a lot for that white person to get into that group.
No, if we all stay silent, we can hear the eggshell cracking under your feet.
Oh, man.
Well, guys, I think I'm going to call it.
All right.
Is that the battery's down on this? And I did not bring my charger.
There he is. There's the real
classic reason. Darren.
Classic. Darren spent 10% of his battery on
trying to get Wi-Fi.
Trying to log on.
Darren, I was saying,
hotspotting and shit.
What wasn't recorded was I was like, for Christmas, I'm gonna buy you a hotspot and a Verizon network for a year long subscription.
T-Mobile's hotspot sucks. I don't mind putting this online. T-Mobile's hotspot sucks.
I'm getting off here because y'all are talking about hotspots. You're buzzing. Bye. You turned on Mike, sir.
Mike should have bounced.
These are the men of
3.5.
The gents of 3.5.
Well, all right.
All right.